Hi, I'm Kathy Kamiga. Thanks for coming out this morning. I work with Dr. Ames Herbert, Dr. Kuhar at Virginia Tech. And today I'm going to talk to you about predicting average weekly blacklight trap catch of Aeroxyrtum hilar, which is also the green stink bug, using weather parameters. Okay, first, why are stink bugs important? They're important because they feed on a wide array of host crops and they can easily migrate between them. Most of the crop damage is caused by the later instars as well as the adults. These guys are difficult to detect and manage. They're strong flyers. They're very elusive. When you walk out into the field, they'll drop down or they'll fly into a different field. So stink bug damage occurs when they feed on the developing fruit as well as the tissue. They can cause reduced fruit quality and yield in all different commodities, but I specifically work in cotton, soybean, and tomato. It can result in delayed maturity of soybean as well as tomato. Green stem syndrome in soybean, which is a physiological disorder when the stems stay green longer into the season after the pods have matured, as well as fruit drop in soybean and tomato, and it can also cause smaller fruit. The site of the feeding by the stink bugs can also allow for pathogen entry. Okay, first, it's important a little bit about stink bug biology. Number of generations of stink bugs, it does vary by region. In northern regions, you can have maybe one generation, while if you move down to the southern region of the United States, you can have two or up to three generations of the different species of stink bugs. Stink bugs overwinter as adults, usually under leaf debris or leaf litter in the forest or in grasslands, and they emerge in the spring at about 18 degrees Celsius in about March or April. Okay, for our predictive model, we had 18 years of data from 1990 to 2007 of Aeroxyrtum hilar adult trap captured at a single blacklight trap in Painter, Virginia. Also, two additional traps were monitored. In 2006, a blacklight trap was monitored in Suffolk, Virginia. In 2007, in Warsaw, Virginia. I also had all the weather variables for these traps in all these years, including precipitation, temperature, days below zero. Precipitation included snow and rain. And then what we were going to do with this weather variable was to make a predictive model so that we could predict average weekly blacklight trap catch of Aeroxyrtum hilar based on these weather variables, and then look at the higher low numbers for the years based on the mean average weekly trap catch. We could also estimate the number of generations of Aeroxyrtum hilar per season in Virginia and determine percent cumulative blacklight trap catch of Aeroxyrtum hilar adults. Okay, for our model analysis, remember we had 18 years of data. We originally took out three random years were removed from the 18 years, so we're left with 15 years to create a model. Later, these three randomly removed years were used to validate our model, along with the other two traps from the other locations. The weekly trap catch was log transformed for normality, and all the weather variables after April were removed because we wanted this to be a predictive model. We wanted it to predict the upcoming season, and this was left, so we were left with 12 weather variables. It was tested using stepwise forward and backwards regression, and two variables were found to give a significant 15-year model, and these were days below freezing as well as mean precipitation from January to April. This model was validated again with what I said, three randomly removed years, as well as those other years from the two other traps from the other locations. So this is our model right here with the log transform dependent variable, showing that days below freezing and mean precipitation was important in our model. It was a significant model with an R squared of 0.5. We did a correlation graph of the observed, which is on the x-axis, to the predicted, and we can see here we have the years from the model as well as the two additional locations. We had a strong correlation with R equals 0.98. So this right here is a graph showing the mean average weekly trap catch for all the model years. And the mean of the means, which was 38 green stink bugs per week, and then also the upper and lower 95% confidence intervals. So as you can see, what we'd like to do with this model is to be able to predict if the upcoming season is going to have high or low numbers of stink bug catch, And then we'll be able to use that to for our management and monitoring of Acrostratum hiller in the field. Okay, along with this model, we did some degree day calculations for our generations. So the degree days were calculated using the modified sine wave method. The developmental thresholds had already been established by Simmons and Juergen, and they said, were said to have a lower developmental threshold of 15 degrees Celsius and an upper developmental threshold of 33 degrees Celsius. The degree days were calculated from the beginning of January, and we used this to look at generational time based on peak trap catch, and then we calculated the percent cumulative capture using the Weibull equation. Okay, this is a graph showing the 18 years, the average over time, the average weekly trap catch. And we have on the x-axis, we have the weeks as well as the accumulated degree days. And we could immediately see that there are three peaks in our trap catch. So we have three peaks here. And we're unsure if the first peak in the trap, if that corresponds to overwintered adults, or actually if a first generation has already occurred. And from Simmons and Juergen, they determined that Acrostratum hiller requires 482 developmental degree days to go from an egg to adult. So once we calculated the accumulated degree days from the 1st of January, remember they overwinter as adults, we found that there was only 319 degree days had accumulated from the 1st of January. So this shows that this first peak in the blacklight trap is actually overwintered adults. They had emerged from their overwintering habitats and they fed on wild hosts. And then in the middle of June, they decided to fly into the agricultural fields. So between the first and second peak, we got an accumulation of 573 degree days. This leaves enough time for a pre-ovipositional period as well as the degree days required for a generation to develop in the field. For our third peak, it's about 439 degree days. Again, this is indicative of another generation of stink bugs in Virginia. And I think that at this point in time, that they're starting to move out of the fields. The crops are being harvested into their overwintering habitats. Okay, so this is This is our Weibull model. The Weibull model was chosen because it's found to be a robust model looking at insect development based on temperature. We had an R squared of 0.99 when we fit our 18 years of data to this model. So on the y-axis here, we have the cumulative percent capture, and then down at the x-axis, we have the accumulated degree days. So once we overlay this model with the previous graph looking at the degree days based from the 1st of January, we can determine how much percentage of the stink bug catch for the season had already been captured in the trap. So we can see that 10% of trap capture occurred at 153 degree days, or about the week of May 16th. 50% occurred at 501 degree days, or the week of the 4th of July. And 90% at 1,066 degree days at the end of August. So in conclusion, we do see that the first peak in the blacklight trap represents the overwintered adults, and we believe that there are two complete generations and a partial third generation of Acrostratum hiller in Virginia. And this has not yet been documented for Virginia. The last known study of this was in the 30s, and they thought it only had a single generation per year. And then we're able to look at percentage capture based on developmental degree days. And then also, we were able to predict the average weekly blacklight trap catch of Acrostratum hiller using only two weather variables. And this is going to be really important for field scouting programs. We're going to be able to determine if it's going to be a high year of stink bug catch looking by using our model. And then we can determine periods of that are of highest risk to Acrostratum hiller. I'd like to acknowledge Jack Spies, Dr. Sean Malone, Dr. Pfeiffer, and Helen Dodery, as well as Amanda Koppel for their help in this research, and then all the extension agents and field crew. And this was funded in part by the Virginia Ag Council and the Virginia Soybean Board. So if you have any questions. She asked if there's a trend over time looking at the number of increase of stink bug number, trap cat stink bug number as the years went on. I took into account global warming. I played with this model quite a bit, and we always came out with the same two weather variables that were important and also the same correlation. So I don't know if it's just over time it does seem like stink bug populations are increasing in the field, and we've just seen, since I've been there, the generations are just getting higher and higher. So I don't know if the temperature is getting warmer and that could cause a higher number of stink bugs.